Hello and welcome to the Word from My Hermitage. My name is Father Clint Honkamp, and I come to you today from my hermitage in the Dominican Priory of St. Pius V here in Chicago, Illinois. Today is Thursday of the 23rd week in Ordinary Time, September 10th, 2026. Our passage for reflection today comes from the Gospel of St. Luke, where Luke writes, "Jesus said to his disciples, 'To you who hear, I say, love your enemies, do good to those who hate you, bless those who curse you, pray for those who mistreat you. To the person who strikes you on one cheek, offer the other one as well. From the person who takes your cloak, do not withhold even your tunic. Give to everyone who asks of you, and from the one who takes what is yours, do not demand it back." There are few teachings of Jesus that seem more impossible than today's gospel. We can understand loving those who love us. We can even admire generosity toward strangers. But loving enemies? Blessed are those who curse us. Praying for those who mistreat us. Offering the other cheek. Every instinct within us resists such commands. Yet Jesus does not speak these words as impossible ideals. He offers them as the very path to freedom. A traveler once visited a monastery nestled in the mountains. He noticed an elderly monk tending a beautiful garden. Flowers bloomed with extraordinary color. Yet near one corner stood an old tree that had clearly been struck by lightning years before. Half of its trunk was scarred, blackened, and twisted. "Why don't you cut that tree down?" the traveler asked. The monk smiled. "It still gives shade," he replied. "The birds still build their nests in its branches. Every spring it still bears fruit. It chose not to let the wound become its identity." The traveler stood silently before the tree. The monk continued, "Many people become like trees struck by lightning. Someone betrays them, someone humiliates them, someone rejects them. Years later, they are still living inside that moment. The wound keeps growing. Of a heart grows smaller." Then he gently touched the scarred trunk. But grace teaches us another way. A wound can become a place where mercy grows. That is precisely what Jesus teaches us today. When he tells us to love our enemies, he is not asking us to pretend evil is good. He is not asking us to remain in abusive situations or ignore injustice. Christianity never glorifies victimhood or excuses sin. Rather, Jesus asks us to refuse hatred. Hatred imprisons the one. Hatred imprisons the one who carries it. Revenge keeps us chained to the people who wounded us. Resentment quietly steals our joy day after day. We imagine we are punishing another person, when in reality, we continue drinking the poison ourselves. Love is the decision to let God have the final word. The cross itself is the greatest proof of this mystery. As nails pierced his hands, Jesus did not call down angels or curses. Instead, he prayed, "Father, forgive them." Divine love proved stronger than human violence. Contemplative spirituality invites us to see that our deepest identity is not our wounds, but our belovedness. Before we are victims, critics, successes, or failures, we are sons and daughters of the Father. When we remain rooted in that identity, we no longer need revenge to restore our dignity. God has already given us our dignity. This kind of love is impossible through willpower alone. It is born in prayer. When we regularly sit in silent prayer before Christ, something mysteriously happens. The Holy Spirit slowly softens the hardened places within us. Faces that once filled us with anger begin to awaken compassion. We may never approve of what was done, but we begin to desire that even our enemies discover conversion and healing. We see them not merely as people who sinned against us, but as souls desperately needing the same mercy we ourselves receive. I think this is one of the miracles of grace. Perhaps there is someone whose name immediately comes to mind today, a family member, a former friend, a colleague, someone whose words still sting whenever we remember them. Jesus is not asking us to feel affliction overnight. He is asking us to begin with prayer. Simply place that person into the hands of God. Ask the Lord to bless them, not because they deserve it, but because you yourself have been blessed beyond what you deserve. Every sincere prayer loosens another link in the chain of resentment. The saints teach us that forgiveness is often less a single event than a daily surrender. Each morning, we place our hearts upon the altar again. Each evening, we ask Christ to keep enlarging our hearts. Slowly, almost imperceptibly, the heart begins to resemble his own. The greatest victory over an enemy is not defeating them. It is refusing to become like them. For when love overcomes bitterness, Christ has already conquered. Let us pray. Lord Jesus, you loved those who rejected you and forgave those who crucified you. Heal the wounds that still live within my heart. Free me from resentment, anger, and the desire for revenge. Give me the grace to pray for those who have hurt me and to trust that your mercy is stronger than every wound. Let my heart become spacious enough to love as you love, so that others may see not my pain, but your presence within me. If you found a blessing in this reflection today, I invite you to return here each and every day to my hermitage. When we take a look at a passage from sacred scripture and apply its deeper meaning to our daily lives and spiritual journey, may God bless you today and keep you safe. Amen.